in Simon Shin Aleph, Sefer Beis. Vayitzechai b'macha p'tchubala b'bigdoi, b'lenagar b'kisim shiva oznoi, b'loi surik b'mashicha shiva tzavoroi, v'im yotza is potter. Okay. So all these things are not being carried in his hand. So he has the machat tchubla b'megdoi. That the Shaburi member of Kalelo says, Elohim Shanoisim Rehu Umnus, the Simon Me'eza Umnus Haim, and Betesim Shokreshia Kirum. So the purpose is, of these things, is not to, is advertising. People will know that's what he does, and people will be able to find him and hire him. Vim Yotz is Potter. So why is he Potter? It's not a tachshit. It's not a malbish. So why should he Potter? So like the Mishabura, they ain't derech yitzoyah, b'kach el b'yodeh. The mice said, these are not derech yitzoyah. The afilo umen, because even the umen, who does wear them over there sometimes, dafka kushu roitza lahakru is alat mishahu umen, oz moitzi b'kach. When he needs to publicize and advertise, he does it. So there we said before that the person goes out with a machat nakuva, which means it's a needle. So, and it's kuba b'bigdai, it's stuck in his bag, and the halacha that he's chayav, not only is it umen chayav, but everybody's chayav, it's considered derech chitzah for everybody. Everybody's like, it's derech chitzah for nobody. So how do you stem that?
Derech what?
Chitzah. Shom mari shetkuva b'beged b'makam shederech litchev boi b'chol lefrokim. V'kan mari shetkuva b'makam shein derech chitzah so legamri b'kach.
So there's different ways you could stick it into your garment. Some places people will put there, that's a regular thing, and some people only do it for this scenario to publicize.
Therefore, the Now, Rivera Groh, Leil Simon Reshn and Beis, Besoyfe Pasuk, the Halacha, the Groh Paskins, Rabbi Huda, the Uman Chayiv. And the Chemosha passed like Rabbi Huda as well. This is what focuses on the Gemara, and the Shalahuri passed like. The Shaganar is clearly passing that Potter, but there is a Tana which holds Chayiv.
So Potter, even if he's doing it now for the sake of advertising?
Correct. So. The confusion in this most what defines derech chitzah. So we said that a man wearing a ring which doesn't have a signet in it is not a tachshit. But if he wears it on his finger, he's chayiv because derech chitzah. Why? Because when his wife gives it to him to take it to get fixed. He sticks it on his fingers so it shouldn't get lost. But otherwise, he never wears it like that. That's called derech chitzah. So, why is that? I mean, is it
more derech chitzah than this?
You know, so do we say, well, it depends on not the time that it happens? So, I don't know. Things go to the jeweler more than the woman publicizes himself. But not me, stop, but that's going to be the definition. Seems to be once you have it, it's derech chitzah for a woman to wear a ring like that. And a man does wear a ring, which is with a signet like that as well, then to use it for this purpose is also, the fact that it happens occasionally is enough to make it in the derech chitzah. But something which you're starting from scratch and making the derech chitzah, and it's only used under very limited circumstances, it doesn't become derech chitzah.
Right, the ring is made to be worn that way. We're just saying, as it did in the ring, right, rings are made to be worn on fingers. So
right.
That's a spring.
Right. Saying, but over here, he's stuck in lapel just for the purpose of publicizing. He's not called derech chitzah. That's what we seem to be saying. Yud Gimel. Lo yetzezah b'kis sh'oysa la'tzila mizivaso yishli yitanef po. So he has the ziva dripping out of his body.
So he puts some type of a container there inside of his clothing that should catch the drip and shouldn't make his beggar dirty. So she puts something over there to catch her dam nida. So these things are also to go out. Or sir, lotzis boy. Unless it becomes a garment. But if the purpose is not, she's putting there not to save her clothing, but to make her more comfortable, then it does become a malbish. And therefore, it's not considered chitzah. Okay, memkes. Derech chitzah hi l'ish zebachal. So, it is derech chitzah, but it's not mutter. So the Gemara says a rule that anything which you're wearing, which its only purpose is to protect your garments, not yourself, it's not a malbush. Malbush is made to protect the person. Here, this thing is there not to protect the person, it's there to protect his garments. His baggage shouldn't get dirty. So it's not considered a malbush, unless it mamish, but let's say a person is wearing a coat, and it's not a heavy rain, so but he's wearing the coat to protect his jacket. But since a coat bats him as a malbush, so then wearing a malbush for tzilum etinu purposes is mutter, but it has to be a malbush to start with. So if I put on an undergarment, which people wear as an undergarment, I said, well, I'm doing it to protect my clothing, it shouldn't get dirty. Okay, that's not a problem, because it's a malbush to start with.
Years ago I heard that this question. Some people put plastic over hats.
Okay, so it's a good... I'm going to talk about that, yeah. As long as I finish this, I'll go back to that, okay? Because who the name Kershaw Matlis Bipsila Shalkaiva Kidei Lekanech Ba'enov is also. So he comes up with a scenario which is really... you're carrying this like a handkerchief attached to the person's like cap, like hanging down from the cap that you know he uses to wipe his eyes. So it's not a garment. It's there to be available as a handkerchief when you need to. You're not wearing it as a malbush. Then this is the case of the woman who has. I'm not sure. That's a really different case. That's the case of not that right now it's being matzah mitinov. It's actually functioning for your body, but it's not doing anything at all right now. Over here it's doing something, but the something it's doing is not a valid something. So I'm not sure why that case is discussed over here. Just I guess it's a good place to put it in. But if it's only mutter, it's a mamash malbush. So it could be type of like a garment which just does it's like a short pants. Given derech malbush or mutter b'chol gavli. So once it's derech malbush, even when you're wearing it, if it's mutter, because the commandment says you dal it. Aber kashi lefanel levad or shi melach reel levad b'kashrata b'ritzua lefanel b'chay gavli l'mikri malbush v'aser. But if it only covers part of the front or the back, not the whole around, that's not considered derech malbush anymore. Okay, but if she's wearing it not to protect her bag, but to protect her body, she doesn't like the feeling of the blood drying on her body, and therefore she's wearing it to stop that. That's what a malbush is for. Malbush is to protect the body. And therefore it's mutter. Right. So a woman wears some type of padding with other things. She attaches it to to a garment, so it becomes that they argue that it becomes bottled to the garment, and it becomes part of the garment. So that's mutter. So you're making the garment a little bit thicker. This we're saying over here, it has to have some element. I can't say, that I like going back to the case of the handkerchief. I'll have it hanging down from my cap, available to wipe my nose, because now it's there to make my nose feel better. But the mice, right now you're not wearing it as a malbush. It has to be you're wearing it. Your mom is wearing it on the body to block that. So that's a form that then you could argue it functions like a malbush. Okay. Now Irving's question. Let's see Sifya Dalet first, and then we'll talk about it. Okay, because that's really where this Yesod really. It's an interesting order of the Shulchan Aruch. I would have written Sifya Dalet first, but Shulchan Aruch didn't ask me. Darbishu derech malbush. Something which is derech malbush. I feel like man loves elam yishum itzuli tinnif mutar lotzis by b'shabbos. Once it's derech malbush, so then even if you're wearing it for tinnif purposes, it's not considered a problem. You can wear if it's raining and you're wearing that bag not to keep you dry. It's light enough that you're not going to get wet. You want to protect your clothing, or you're wearing this kibal roshay to protect something under that. I will also leash a litan bag out from the akshamim the ends of their malbush, but to put some type of covering over her. Her tichel, to keep her tichel dry, that's not derech malbush, and that's not mutter. Okay. Zog the Mishnah Berura, Nun Beis, Imen Aloibishoy, Ritzalim Rishaloibishim in the Malo, the God of Kreshla Yitanfu. Right now he's wearing it not to protect his body, but to protect his clothing. Alvakan is mutter, because since Be'etzim it's a malbush, and it's normally done derech malbush, so that's mutter. And the truth is, it's for no purpose. I mean, the more I has a case, I need to move a coat from place A to place B, so I put a coat on. I almost have no purpose of not to protecting my body, not to protecting my clothing. I just want to move. But my said, once it's derech malbush, it's mutter. Again, so the case is that you're wearing another layer to protect your clothing. But since batsim, it's a garment, it's mutter. It's a very thick type of a clothing garment. He already has a hat on, he puts on a second hat, like a larger one, in order to keep the bottom one clean. As long as he's wearing it in a way which we call normal derech malbush, so. So that's not a problem. So, let's finish up the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll talk about the hat covers. Beged al tifa, hanu im eino derech malbush. So she wants to put a beged over her tichel. It was not derech malbush. Rak shemunach al roisha levad. It's not covering her. It's not covering her body. It's just over the top of this tzif. She has a small piece of cloth. If she wraps herself with a shawl, which goes over her, let's say her shoulders and her body, and also goes over her, tichel. So that's mutter. Once it's covering the body as well, the fact that it's also covering the tichel to protect the tichel from the dirt, to get dirty, etc., or wet, whatever it is. But since it's derech malbush, it's mutter. Even though it's the item itself. It's not something which you would know. You're wearing it derech malbush, even though it is a baggin, but the baggin which maybe was beneath your dignity. So even though women which have more expensive taste will not wear it, but the mice, it doesn't take away the shame baggin from it. But if she just puts this thing on top of the tichel and that's all it is. It's not considered derech malbush. But if she's wearing it to protect her head, it shouldn't get wet. But if the purpose over here is that it shouldn't soak through into her head, so she's wearing this to protect her head. So as long as it's not going to fly off and she's going to pick it up and carry it, etc. So we have to, but that's, we'll see it later on, that concern. So a man can't cover his cap with a pachelo. A pachelo is a handkerchief. So going back to the nylon hat covers going over the hats. So the primary purpose of them is to protect the hat, not to protect the person. You know, theoretically, if you have very heavy rain, you know, he's worried about his hat soaking through and it'll soak through to his head, so he wants to cover the hat with a nylon. His head shouldn't get wet. That's the second case. But the first case, where it's not that type of rain, so your main issue over here is, I have a very, you know, expensive, fancy hat. I want to keep my hat dry. So my goal is just to protect the hat, not to protect my body. So the car, that's this case. It should be offered.
Most of the fact, it's not a beggar. Nobody say that this pricey thing is a beggar. You couldn't wear that.
Well, taking this piece of cloth and putting over her tichel because she's afraid that rain will soak through is we're saying is mutter. I can take a handkerchief and put over my head to protect myself from the rain, because now I'm wearing a dark malbush. Right, so that's not a problem. So, I would tell you the main reason why people wear these things is because, you know, their hats were, you know, always soaked through, and they wanted to protect their heads. So that would be called derech malbush. The question is, that's not the purpose. So Mersha held that they're a problem, and he held that, you know, you can't wear them outside where there's no air. But you saw over here in the case where it goes over the body as well. So the theory behind the Shana coat, since you're wearing it as a coat, so even though the hood part is there to protect the hat, but since it's part of this larger garment which is worn as a derech malbush on the body, so that's mutter. That's what we're seeing this case over here also. She takes the shawl and she puts it over her head to protect the tichel, but also over her back to protect her body. That's fine. Like, that's the theory behind that. Before that, they actually had, the step before that was they had a rain hat which went down around, over the back of the person's neck and around, so it protected the back of the person from rain, etc. That was like the first stage. And somebody said, wait, hey, just put it on the coat already, you know. Was the next step. Not everybody held like this. So change the scenario. So, well, let's go back to, so what about wearing, you know, rubbers on your shoes, galoshes? So the reason why Pesachim said that they're mutter is because most people, when they're wearing it, they're not wearing it just to protect their shoes. They're protecting to make sure that they're afraid their feet are going to get wet. So the purpose there is to protect the body more. See, that once that's true, that's a derech while you wear it. So then even if you wear it to protect the shoes, is mutter. That's like the case of the malbush, which you wear to protect the clothing, is mutter, because since it's a derech malbush. Since the primary function of rubbers, galoshes, is to protect the feet more than it's to protect the shoes.
Well, galoshes, I can see. Rubbers, no. The galoshes come up high. They really do protect the feet, but rubbers...
Rubbers protect your feet, because if you step in the puddle without your rubbers on, many times your foot ends up being wet, even though you're wearing shoes.
They come up over it.
It all depends, I'm saying, but the point is, you know, you don't want it to soak through, you know, or, you know, a lot of times... You walk any decent distance in the rain with your shoes. A good time, a lot of times, you know, it's a heavy rain. Your feet are going to get wet unless you're wearing rubbers. But that being said, going back to the rain hats, there were matirim. Rebbe Meir Bloch Zatzal held their mutter because he said that the mice, it has a shape to it. It has a, you know, it's not just it's not a plastic bag. He agreed, a plastic bag, you know, the cheap version of the rain hat. You take your shopping bag and put over your hat. That's a problem. This is made specifically to fit. Sometimes it does. It is a heavy rain. It does go through. So it is derech malbush. And he held his mutter. There's a mice with a mersha. The mersha held that Manhattan is a rishus harab. So Rebbe Meir was in New York for some type of conference over Shabbos, and it was raining, so he put on his rain hat. So Moshe gave him a hasra. He said, you're being chayav skila for walking outside wearing that. And Rebbe said, I hold his mutter, and he walked outside. So basically make this, Paschal and Shaila. Okay. Rishon Zalman held like that as well, but he wasn't matir in Rishon Zalman. He's only matir in the Carmelis, or fine. Tesvov. Rishon Zalman held it's like Rebbe Meir, that it is considered Derek Malbush. Okay, Tesvov Tezayin. And Yud Zayin and Yud Ches, I guess, through Chaf, really deal with a new type of issue, canes and attachments onto the body to facilitate walking, etc. Okay, so Sif Tesvov Ein Hakitea Yotze Bekav Shaloi. So Kitea is a person who has amputated a limb, so he's cut off, literally. That's the word Kitea, something is cut off. So he's missing part of his leg. The Hainu Shoyusu come in Fushal Regal. So they make like a artificial limb. And they take the end of his prosthesis. So they take the end of his stump. They put it into this thing, and they make a kika that it should sit in. So, but Vayner Ois is a lahalach boy. But it wasn't something they were able to walk on. It was more for looks. He still needs he can't walk with this. This doesn't support him. He still needs the cane, the stick to help him walk. He'll look like he's limping, but he won't. At least he won't look like he's missing a leg. So since it's not tzarchi luchai, it's going to be osur. Okay. Now comes the Mishabura. So the Mishabura, so the Shulchan Aruch sounds like it's not bottle to the goof. It's not. So the Shaila, why isn't it bottle to the goof? It's a form of attachment, right? This is, it's beautifying his body, as it were, right? Making the body look more normal. So what's it different than wearing a brooch on your lapel to make you look nice? So Mishabura comes along and says, so the Shulchan Aruch sounds like, no, it's not there. It's Arachid Luchai. It's not part. It's Bechal Namutter. Comes Mishabura, and Mishabura says, no. Kimashenu, Nunvav. Hainu, Dal Kain, Chashin, and Dilma, Mishalif, Miragloi, Ba'os, Lasuyad, Aladam. Since it's not needed for the walking process, so then if it falls off, he doesn't need to put it on immediately. He's still going to be supporting his body with his canes, whatever it is. So he doesn't need to put this on immediately. See, Michael Dalaram is carrying it before he puts it back on. Zot Shart Siyun Nuntes Hagrua Batusha Shabbos Beloki Yesh Mishuroi Tzalor Medahavi Masri. And it's not the Pshat is considered. This is considered he's carrying something. This is a form of a Masri. It's not considered. This is a form of a. It's a form of a Takshit or a form of a Malbush on the body. There's this Gzer Drabonon. That's how. So now the child is, how did Mishabur, why was Mishabur Machriya like this grow on the Sefer Shabbos? Why not the other, not like the other Peshat? So we'll see. We'll see the next Sifim that'll become more clear. Irving, you had a question.
I had a question about the Sifim. Mishabur Machriya,
that's,
he takes
it
off?
No, it'll fall off.
He takes it off.
No, Lashon Dilma Mishtal if Miragla means it'll fall off.
Fall?
Yeah. Okay, Tezayin. Mishlav is lashon of taking it off. Mishtalev means it will fall. It itself will happen.
It isn't a masri. It's an attachment.
That's what the Mishabur is on here. Correct. Tezayin kiteya shenu yochel leilach klal al shoykov el yoshev al kise. He cannot walk on his legs at all. He rather sits on a chair. So he created a chair without not with wheels, which he basically attached to the bottom of his body, and he had long pieces of wood which to push off the ground and pick up that, pick up the himself with this item attached to his bottom, and then swing forward and sit down again. When he to move, he pushes off with his hands off the ground, and he has his able, his legs are able to at least stabilize him, and he pushes forwards. Voice of smukha shall or shall aids the Rosh Shaykov or Raglavatulyam, and then he puts something so his legs are going to be dragging. He puts something on the end of his legs or his feet, which are dangling. So when he pushes off with his hands and he moves himself forward, he needs to support himself with his feet a little bit. And he has these items on the bottom of his feet. So since the mice, when he's seated, they're not on the ground. The legs are not on the ground necessarily, so they might fall off these attachments. But the kisei which he sits in, which facilitates him moving, that's not a problem. And he has like small pieces of wood which he pushes off the ground to help him move forward. That's how he walks. And we'll see in the next sif that if a person cannot walk without a cane, the cane becomes part of his walking process. So that's considered, it's bottled to the goof, even though you're carrying a cane, as it were. So that's the Kiddush, which we'll see in Sif Tezayin. So this is saying that this part over here is the same as that. Kiteya b'shtei ragla b'mahalach al shoykav v'alark avoysov. So his feet are cut off, and he has, he's able to walk on his on his shoyk and on his knees. Voice of smucha shel or l'shoyka, but he puts some type of a leather protector on his legs. Yotze ben b'shabbos. So that's not now. The Metzias says it's not able to come off. It doesn't just fall off. I can't tell you. I picture 100% exactly what the Metzias looked like, but the Metzias from the Gemara, this case apparently it was not. There's no chashash is going to fall off. I don't. I'm not sure I understand the Metzias. Fine. B'chein mutter lotzis b'minol shel eitz shel regel nichtas boi b'lekel lemeches sheyipol. So they would make like a false foot out of wood. And the part of his leg would go into it. So if the Matthias says it doesn't come off, it's mutter. V'chein b'pantanish the mishtalfi b'mehera u'memela. So it's a slipper. So this is discussing Mechlal. Am I allowed to go? Slippers come off without untying them. They come off quickly and easily. So when you want to take them off, but the mice, they're tight enough that when you wear a slipper, it stays on your foot. So that goes into this heter regel nichtas by molekula mechashiyipol. Some are machmer by the case of the slippers, and that's I think Mishnah Berurah comes out that the person should not wear them out through Shazara because they're afraid they're going to come off and the person will carry them. If a person should not go barefoot in a country where that's not normal, in countries where it was normal to go barefoot, that's not a problem. But a place where the derech was not to go barefoot, a person should not go barefoot on Shabbos. It's lacking a covered Shabbos. It's Adam b'Shabbos commercial yards to bechol b'ti davar acher sheyiskal yodesh shu Shabbos l'yavah l'chalalei. And a person in general should not walk around on Shabbos in a weekday type of clothing, because besides the covered Shabbos issue, we're afraid he's going to forget that it's Shabbos. I want to do Sif Yud Zayin now, and then we'll go back to Mishnah Berurah. We'll just see Sif Yud Zayin because it helps. Chiger, to understand Sif Tes Zayin. Chiger Shana Yochel Lelech B'loy Makel. So we have this person who is not an amputee, he's not a Keteya, but he's lame, and his lameness is to the extent that Shana Yochel Lelech B'loy Makel, he cannot walk without having some type of a walking stick, without a cane. Muta Lelech B'loy, I feel there ain't no kosher boy. So he's allowed to go even though it's not attached to him, because the halacha says this is his way to walk. This becomes like his language that the Gemara uses or the Rishonim uses. It becomes his shoe. If he can go without it, he's just taking it in order to steady himself, to feel more confidence, then usur. So that's not considered like his it's bottle to the body, because it's not necessary, and therefore he's carrying something, and that's going to be a problem. A person who was ill and is just recovering from his illness, and right now he's weakened to the point that he needs a makel. So even though this is not an ongoing usage for him, and you might have argued it's only once with the chagir, because this is his ongoing usage, so it becomes as it were part of the function of the goof. But the person with the chayla who's recovering, it's only a short term type of usage. Din of chagir, he has the same din of chagir, that if right now he fully needs it, it's going to be mutter, and if he doesn't, it's going to be usur. But the suma can't go out using the makel, because he's able to walk, and he's using the makel just to give him a little more confidence. So, but he's better able to walk. So, but you cannot argue that this becomes part of his gear, is part of his mabushim. Okay, so that's the sif in which we have to work with this chiddush over here, that something which is not worn on the body, it's being held in a hand, as it were, but since it's there as a, for the primary function of walking, and the person cannot walk without it, it's not considered a mas. It's not he's carrying something, but rather it's carrying him. And this becomes like a shoe which is carrying the person. That's how the Rishonim understand it. Let's make a dent at least in the Mishnah Berurah. So back to Mishnah Berurah of Katan and Zion. Okay, so Solomon Katanim Shibi Yodav. So he has these. He's allowed to go out with these small pieces of wood, which he uses to push off the ground. So he supports himself with these things as he's swinging himself forward. The reason why it's mutter, because it functions similar to the din of the makel by the chiger. Okay. Then we said the kiteya, which has b'shtei raglov, and he has these smuchos of ore on his legs. He can wear them on Shabbos. He has them on Shabbos. The loishah kan duma mishtalfi, because they don't come off. Again, I'm not sure. I can't picture the metzias 100%. So I'm not sure why it can't. But if you tell me it can't, whatever they're referring to can't. Fine. Now. The Ramad said a case of you had this false foot made out of eights, shall eights. But some of the alpha gav shein by or klal filoch yimikri minol, even though it has no leather in it, it becomes as it were a foot for the person. Vayim veragroa, but you got him sheikshu mehod the kamon siman tarfei shadal tzebeis the masha the dafka mechupa or milamala al shall eitz levad loy choshev minol. If the heter is considered a minol, we see by Hillel's Yom Kippur, it's not called a minol. Vayim shem veragroa the masha teres bezel yashiv dasa shulchan aruch lechalik bein Shabbos Yom Kippurim. The definition of the minol for Yom Kippur purposes The definition of the minhag for a Shabbos purposes are not the same. Even though he holds he can answer the Shulchan Aruch, but he holds that the Iker Pesach is not like that, and this is not a minhag. If it doesn't have any ore and it's just a piece of wood, it's a block of wood, that's not a minhag.
And then this is worse than a cane? What cane that you need?
That I don't know exactly how much it was used, because I don't understand the Metzias 100%. So I can't discuss it intelligently. I never clapped the Metzias over here. The came upon Tanish, Hanamasha Karen, Beloshenenu, Pantepel. Pantepel are slippers. They come off easily. You don't have to untie anything, you just to pull them off with your hands. Or but the slippers they had were made in the same sort as a shoe, and they don't even though you could take them off easily, they don't fall off easily. Because we're afraid that it'll fall off. And that goes into that Xeru. We're not worried about the possibility that it'll come off and it'll carry Dalet Amos. You're not going to walk in the street like that. You're going to put the mech on right away. In a place where it would be normal to walk barefoot, that would be a problem. Because you might walk, hold them in your hands. But in a place where it's not normal to walk barefoot, nobody's going to walk around like this. He's not going to walk around like this either. He's like, oh, I'm going to forget. Oh, you have your Yetzidoyf and you have your Epsomayim professor, but the average person is not going to walk like that.
Is that the head there for going on a yarmulke? Well, if it comes off, you'll put it right back on because you don't want to walk around
We're going to talk about the concern of hats flying off and carrying them. There's such a concern later on. Okay. But here the welcome refish bavada in lahoko. Al kuliyam im shachav yotzem and shusram in circle siran. Once you went out in shusram, you don't have to take them off. Since mikra then they're considered a shoe, it's only gzeira. So when I'm a chayv, you end up walking around barefoot in the rishus rabim. So you let them wear it home. Any of these things which were gzeira, you might come to carry them. When I'm a chayv, once you're ready in the rishus rabim, just keep going.
What was the lachem refish? A person would tend to take them off because he doesn't want them to get dirty.
I'm assuming that's the problem. That was the concern. They lived in a world where, like the Mora says in Tainus, that Abba Chilkia, one time he came to the place with the thorns, he picked up his baggage. So he asked him, like, what's that about? He says, the baggage you can't fix. The scratches on your legs heal. Right? We live in a society when we get to the thorns, you have to put the baggage down because of my legs. The clothing is, we're a throwaway society. But in their society where they weren't, they're more worried about getting the shoe dirty than they worried about getting their foot dirty. Let's hold it here. We'll pick up this one tomorrow.